Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome aboard, everybody. Welcome aboard as 2015 drawing to a conclusion. And I got to tell you, as I welcome Fantasy Phil and Buck and Cha-Cha and David Leisure and Labo Sox, let's take a second to stand up and welcome to the crowd Labo Sox, a newcomer, and we welcome you each and every morning at 9 o'clock, so nice to have you with us. Okay, so as we draw to the conclusion, 2015, I urge you to get your money in. You don't have to pay anything. Go to the website, LennyMelnickFantasySports.com. Take the instinct that you have about who's going to be in the World Series and win yourself $100. So put that in before the season starts. Yesterday, I'm sitting around. Andy's upstairs in her office, and I'm sitting around, and I hear about the Chapman thing. So I run up the staircase as fast as I possibly can, and before the extension, the suspension ends, and I'm jumping. I'm excited, and I realize, man, I didn't get this excited during the regular season about anything. And we welcome Jet 9 into the fray. Nice to have you with us, Stephen. So I say, you know what? This isn't even regular season. How many of you think Gripweed is here? Nice to have you with us, Gripweed. I believe that's Michael, if I'm not mistaken. Haven't seen you in a while, but nice to have you with us. So you know what? It's interesting. I realized the off season to me is better than the regular season in some regards. The excitement about the trade speculation and hearing players coming to your ball club and trying to figure out where players are going. I mean, there's no sport that accommodates that kind of excitement. And, of course, yesterday, hearing Aroldis Chapman, and, you know, there are people on the radio that are calling it iffy, that the Yankees are taking a chance. They're talking about public opinion. And certainly, public opinion does mean something, but let's face it, Yasiel Puig is another one Jose Reyes up for grabs. All of a sudden, Major League Baseball, and if you hear Joe Torre and his commercials about how his father was abusive to his mother, you can bet your sweet Bippy that Chapman, no matter what, is gonna face some kind of suspension. Now, he may not be Greg Hardy, okay? But it is domestic violence, and that's what they're talking about. And now Major League Baseball will take a stand. And don't forget, if Chapman is suspended 46 days, all right, 46 days, then he becomes he's not eligible to be a free agent next year. And then the value of Chapman goes up. He needs 138 days in the major leagues this year and to be eligible for free agency for next year. So we'll see what happens as the David Lee. I am so happy that David is here. All right. I am so thrilled that David is here. David, of course, is from Cincinnati. So let's all stand up and give David a bow for a courageous David for showing up this morning. David Leisure in here, and he's going to hear it. And here we go as the Cincinnati Reds. You can say what you want. I mean, the Frazier deal to me blew my mind, okay? This deal here was almost addition by subtraction. There were not many major leagues, although Miami was in on this deal. Miami wanted Chapman. Boy, that would have been a real humdinger. The fact is that the Yankees overwhelmed Cincinnati. It was almost the Yankees made an offer. Actually, Cincinnati made the offer that the Yankees couldn't refuse. Cincinnati picked out a couple of players, and they wound up five of their nine top nine players. Prospects are now as a result of trades that they've made, and they've gotten 11 new players since the middle of last year. Don't forget, they traded Marlon Byrd, and they picked up a kid named Stephen Johnson, a double-A pitcher, 6'5", 215-pounder. Look, you know, struck out some players, But nonetheless, you know, Cincinnati, of course, went with all rookies as starters, so they're piling up the starters. And then, of course, don't forget the trade for Johnny Cueto. They picked up Brandon Finnegan and John Lamb and Cody Reed. So they're, you know, so they're picking up players. Then, of course, in the trade yesterday, Caleb Cotham, a right-handed, 28 years old. He's, he'll probably be in the bullpen next year. Tony Renda, who they got in the trade, 23 out of 29 stolen bases last year. Chada is here. That's right. Here he is from Costa Rica. Chada. And when Chada shows, I don't even know what time it is in Costa Rica. It's probably sometime in February. I don't even know what day it is. Anyway, the point is that Tony Renda, very much like Jose Peraza, 23 out of 29 steals. He's a line drive hitter. He has no power. He was Washington's number two pick. They got him from the Nationals in a deal. The two players that they're counting on as a result of yesterday's trade is Rookie Davis. What a name. A rookie is a rookie is a rookie. All right, so he changed his he was struggling. And he made a change in his delivery last year that increased his velocity. And he's got good control, but what he has to work on is command. And as a result, they're talking about him as a number three, number four starter. Jason the Natural is here. And happy new year to everybody, okay? And the other kid is the Yankees' first-round pick in 2013, Eric Jagalo, whatever his name is. Anyway, he's a third base type. Same thing that that the other guy, Brandon Dixon, third base type as well. They got him in the deal for Frazier. So they got Brandon Finnegan, John Lamb, Cody Reed, Caleb Cotham, Rookie Davis, Eric Jagalo, Tony Renda, Scott Schebler, who could hit some home runs in the outfield as an opening in left field, Brandon Dixon, Jose Peraza, and Steven Johnson, and away they go. And each one of these players has played as high as Double A, so they're all eligible to be on this Red Sox team next year. So we'll see. We'll see how they work out, man. It's an interesting situation as they've gotten rid of Mike Leake. They got rid of Alfredo Simone. They got rid of Cincinnati. I mean, at least they're doing it. There are some teams that try to balance themselves on the fence and they get nowhere. I can only say that I give Schebler and Adam Duvall will be a left-handed platoon. And, you know, they have the ability to hit some home runs. I like this kid Duvall they got from the Giants. But the thing is that it's going to be exciting to see. J.J. Hoover now becomes the cleanup man. In the bullpen, Hoover trying. You know, look, in a vacuum, you got to take Hoover. No question about it, because it's not going to be Cingrani, although I think Cincinnati was in a vacuum. You got to. All right, I don't hear anybody laughing out there, okay? And I don't hear anybody laughing. In a vacuum, J.J. Hoover. Cingrani, Jumbo Diaz, these are possibilities, but it looks like Hoover is the guy who gets the first call. So Chapman joins Betances, and he joins Andrew Miller. There's been some talk about the possibility of Andrew Miller getting traded. Now, that sounds a little wacko. I love the fact that the Yankees, it's a copycat league. And if you remember years ago, John Wetland was a closer for the Yankees, and all of a sudden they brought along a guy named Mariano, all right? Mariano politely chuckles by Buck. Yeah, you can always count on Buck to support me. But Mariano became the setup man, and then all of a sudden everybody wanted a setup man. Now, of course, with the success that Kansas City has had with Herrera and Davis and Holland, everybody wants to be like the Kansas City team a couple of years ago. So Cincinnati making their moves, no question about it, and it's going to be very exciting to see exactly how they handle it. They've got rid of Bird, they got rid of Cueto, they got rid of Frazier, Chapman, Simon, Leake. Now they got Jay Bruce is next. And the Baltimore Orioles, you know, there's still, with so much talk, the Orioles could be in line for the Jay Bruce. And Brandon Phillips, to find a home from Brandon Phillips, you got to think that Brandon Phillips is a very good possibility to wind up in L.A. Take a look at that Angels second base tandem of Giovatella. I mean, come on, and Featherstone or whatever his name is. Anyway, it's very possible. Who knows where Brandon Phillips winds up? So there you go. And sometimes you got to wonder, man. I do question trading Chapman for this contingent of players. I mean, I could be wrong, and I'm not saying that I'm the world's foremost expert in these kind of prospects. I'm not, but it seems to me as we welcome Brandon Myers. How you doing, Brandon? Good morning to Brandon Myers. Do you think Cincinnati, if they would have held on to Chapman, could have got a better deal at the trading deadline? Hard to say, you know, but right now with the suspension hanging over him, how much do you think they could get? All right, so I'm wondering, certainly in the Frazier deal, and then you take a look at what Josh Donaldson went for Brett Lowry, and Brett Lowry's not there anymore. You take a look at what D. Gordon went for last year, as the Dodgers got Andrew Heaney, and they got Howie Kendrick out of the D. Gordon, and they traded both of them, and they got nothing, and they traded, so you got to wonder. The question is, are fantasy owners smarter than the regular general managers? And in some degrees, I don't know. Okay, we got a question in the chat room from our newly acquired friend, Labo Sox, and so thank you. Don't forget, head over to Lenny Mel, www.LennyMelnickFantasySports.com. Register, introduce yourself, and be part of the fraternity. We are the Fantasy Sports Sons of Anarchy. That's right. We will control. We will take, I don't care, DFS, season, whatever. We're having some fun, and that's something that we have forgotten about, okay? Votto and Freeman out there, that's what Chacha, very hard to trade Joey Votto, and very hard to get what you would think you'd get out of Votto. He's not really a run producer. And it is Greg Johnson in there from knee deep out there in the Midwest. A lot of snow, a lot of tornadoes, and I think a tornado blew Greg in. So nice to have you with us, Greg. And before we go any further, to Brandon Myers and Fantasy Phil and Greg and Jet 9 and The Natural and Tim McLeod up there from sunny Canada, and Buck and Cha Cha and Chata and David and Gripweed and Labro Sox. A very sincere Happy New Year to everybody. And this probably will be our last podcast until next year. We'll be back on probably on Monday. And we'll see. Maybe something will break today. Maybe the Yankees will wind up trading Andrew Miller. Wouldn't that be a kick in the head? Now, let me just ask you. Now, nobody seems to think that Andrew Miller is going. You remember at the beginning of the spring of the offseason, they talked about Andrew Miller, and nobody could figure it out. Well, now they got Chapman. So now, and we know the Yankee rotation is as fragile as any rotation I have ever seen. I mean, is there any one pitcher on the New York Yankees who you can guarantee will be pitching in the month of May? They'll start off in April and they'll look good, but in the month of May, could you guarantee me that Tanaka is going to be pitching? Any pitch could be as Pineda, Sabathia, Eovaldi. I mean, the Yankees, man. So if they here's a trade. I'm going to throw it out to the chat room, and I would like a yes or a no. Would you do this trade? Let's say the Los Angeles Dodgers come marching in and say, we don't want Chapman because of the public opinion, which is a bunch of poppycock and bulldinky. The Yankees have made it clear. They are looking to get younger. They are looking to get young pitchers, and that's what they got. That's what they're looking for. So if the Dodgers marched in, keep in mind the Yankees still have Betances and they still have Chapman. Not bad. Yankees get now. Would you do? And if you remember last year, Papelbon, for this reason, it was Mickey Mantos, the kid they got in the trade for Todd Frazier, the hard-throwing, looks like could be a relief guy, could be a setup guy, as we're reconnecting to the server. I don't know what's going on here, but we're reconnecting, and hopefully things, he lost the audio. Where's the Blog Talk Radio guy? All right, we're having internet issues on Long Island. Yes, we are. We're having internet issues on Long Island. Thank you for supporting me, okay? Must be snowing on the internet. I hope you can hear me now. I think things are a little bit better, okay? Or how about if the Dodgers, if that's not good enough, if the Dodgers played addition by subtraction, all right? Alex Wood, Frankie Mantos for Andrew Miller. And how about if that's not good enough, if that's not good, all right, it's better. All right, we're back. Thank you very much. So Alex Wood and Frankie Mantos, the kid they got in the White Sox deal, in the deal for Frazier, in exchange for Andrew Miller. Yes or no? That's the first one. And what about if the Dodgers really became aggressive and threw in Yasiel Puig, all right? With the Yankees, of course the Yankees would do it. So I don't think the Yankees are done. I really don't think the Yankees are done, and I think things are. I think things are still coming up. I still think that the Yankees, although they've been laying back, waiting in the wings, I don't think they're done. All right, just want to make sure you could all hear me. Give me a heads up, a yes or a no. It was the Dodgers throwing in Yasiel Puig, Alex Wood, and Frankie Mantos for Andrew Miller. Andrew Miller for those guys. And the Puig would just be addition by subtraction. Same thing that Cincinnati tried to do by getting rid of Chapman. And, of course, heavy on the rumors, the Cardinals digging in, trying to get one of the Colorado guys, especially Cargo, who bats just over 240 outside of, although hits more home runs outside of Coors Field. So Cargo to the Cardinals is really starting to heat up. But the question, oh yeah, I remember the question proposed by our newcomer, and I'm very happy that you're here, Labo Sox, was about AJ Reed and who's going to play first base for the Houston Astros. Now, of course, Chris Davis is still out there. Now, Chris Davis has an agent. There's also another guy who has the same agent, and that's Pedro Alvarez. Oh, let's see how that hooks up. Alvarez and Chris Davis have the same agent. Now, here's what I'm thinking. First, I thought that it could be that John Singleton would be heading to Milwaukee as a result of Houston signing Chris Davis. That makes a lot of sense. That could happen. Then I studied it a little further, and I said, whoa, wait a second. The first base coach for the Milwaukee Brewers, his name is Ray Murphy. That's right, Murphy. That's his name. I'm not sure if it's Ray, but I'm pretty sure it's Murphy. Yeah. So who is Murphy? He is the – it's Pat Murphy. He's the actually, he's the bench coach. He's the father-in-law of Pedro Alvarez. So you put two and two together, and you get Pedro Alvarez going to the Milwaukee Brewers, and that, I've heard, is a very strong one. And that would eliminate John Singleton going there. But A.J. Reed, now, you know, of course, we all like A.J. Reed, his home run ability. I've really done a lot of homework on A.J. Reed, and I discovered that he's got a flaw. And the flaw is something that I have, too. I eat too much. And the point is that A.J. Reed last year reported to camp very heavy and out of shape, indicated to me that he's not going to start the season in Houston no matter what. I'm speculating on Chris Davis, absolutely speculating on Davis, but I think Houston is convinced that they have a chance to do some damage. And if that's the situation, then I do think that they'll try to get a veteran first baseman. I think it's going to be Chris Davis, but that's just speculation. I don't have any extra knowledge of that. I was asked on Sirius this morning, and I don't even know if I finished the answer, who I thought whose value was going to be changed the most of any player that has changed scenery so far in the offseason. And I'm going to say it's going to be Jeff Samardzija. That's what I said this morning. Look, Samardzija threw almost 26% cutters last year. And that's not his best pitch. His best pitch throughout his career has been the slider, but he had a hard time throwing that slider last year. He said he felt uncomfortable throwing it. Well, Dave Righetti has come out. Dave Righetti, one of the best pitching coaches in Major League Baseball. Dave Righetti has come out and said, I got the answer. I've looked at footage, I've looked at film, I spoke to his girlfriend, I spoke to his wife, who knows who he spoke to, but if Dave Righetti, Bruce Bochy, good ballpark, better defensive team, National League, I will tell you, so far right now, the player whose fantasy value has increased the most is, in my opinion, Jeff Samardzija. And I had Samardzija last year, and last year, look, he was arguably the worst pitcher in Major League Baseball last year, without a question in my mind, the worst pitcher in Major League Baseball. Okay, with the aid of the great David Leisure, David, of course, had sent me something that we've been using. He sent me ADPs that we got from the NFBC after 22 drafts. And just, you know, we've gone through the top 10, but I'm taking a look at it and some surprises. And one of the big surprises, of course, we stopped with the top, I think we wound up top 20. But one of the big surprises to me as I take a look is Kyle Schwarber going number 35, and he's going, but it's not number 35 that really gets me. It's who did he go ahead of? Kyle Schwarber. Who would you rather have, Kyle Schwarber or Ryan Braun? Yeah, Schwarber is value. You know, it just shows you about the publicity and about the exposure that these players get in spring training. In the playoffs when they have a good year. Kyle Schwarber, rated number 35, was chosen ahead of number 37, Ryan Braun. Does that surprise anybody? Okay, is that a shocker? And with Ryan Braun, we know Milwaukee is in bad shape. We know it. Braun. Picking Schwarber ahead of Braun, I'm not sure if I would do that. Also, Troy Tulowitzki has fallen to number 48, and not a surprise there. It was not, you know, a product once again. This shows you that product once again of the fact that Colorado ball players, and of course Dickerson hit 249 outside of Coors, Cargo 243, Blackman 238. So with that in mind, Tulowitzki didn't have a good time in Toronto, and he has dropped down to number 48. Number 48 in the 12-team league. That's the fourth round. So there you go, fourth round. Carlos Gomez, number 56. You're talking about comeback guys, and who do you got? Who are the comeback guys? Who are the guys we're going to jump on thinking that they could? Victor Martinez? Anybody think V-Mart could come back and have that big year? I don't think so. Ian Desmond. Now, not only is Ian Desmond not being courted by a lot of players, by a lot of teams, but we don't even talk about him. We're not even talking about him. I'll tell you somebody else. Here's another one. Kyle Schwarber, as I'm taking a look again, was pick 35, all right? Pick number 45 was Justin Upton. Pick number 44, so Schwarber was picked ahead of, holy mackerel, J.D. Martinez went after Schwarber. Jonas Cespedes went after Schwarber. Nelson Cruz goes after Schwarber. Justin Upton, Todd Frazier, Troy Tulowitzki, Robinson Cano, Carlos Gomez, Carlos Gonzalez. Are you kidding me? How much confidence do you have in Kyle Schwarber, holding that kind of a mantle? I mean, you got to be kidding me, Kyle Schwarber, unbelievable. Schwarber's going to be a bust. gripweed comes out. We're going to etch this on our kitchen table. Well, you know what? I want you to all, for the next podcast, if you don't mind, and here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to post up on Lenny Melnick, fantasysports.com. Labo Sox, really love you to come over and register and introduce yourself. I'm going to post Fantasy Sports Empires is here. That could be the great, the one and the only. Is that Jeff Bogus? Is that the great Jeff Bogus, Mr. Towel Wars? I wonder if that's Jeff Bogus, so we'll see. Anyway, the point is, I'm putting up in the water cooler. We all meet at the water cooler. That's where all the action is. I want your number one, all right? Number one and maybe number two. The number one and number two, your bold predictions for 2016. And I'm going to put in there, yeah, Happy New Year, Jeff, no question about it. Mr. Towers is here, Jeff Bogus. Jeff could be the only one in the American League, National League, Mixed League, and whatever other leagues they have. Jeff would be in every one of them if he could, and also be the auctioneer in every one of them at the same time. Point is that I'm going to ask you to go over. I'm going to ask you to put in your bold predictions, and I'm not going to call you Dickweed. Gripweed, that's what you are. Gripweed, I don't even know if you're registered, but go over there, and Michael, and register, and introduce yourself, and put in your prediction, and it's got to be that Kyle Schwarber is going to be a bust, okay? All right? It's got to be that Kyle Schwarber is going to be a bust. So put your bold predictions in, and I got to tell you, I'll come up with a prize for the best bold prediction of the year. How's that? There's a lot of prizes. You know, everybody's playing FanDuel and DraftKings and putting up money. I'm the only one offering money in return. You don't have to put up anything. You automatically win. All right? That's it. And, of course, if Jet 9 wins the Lenny Melnick Fantasy Football Contest, I got to give Cha-Cha a prize, I think. I think he picked you. All right? Somebody picked you. I don't know. A couple of guys picked you. So Jet 9 on his way to a title. All right? Speaking of titles, before this thing comes to an end, let me just tell, by the way, you know, we all saw Matthew Slater and what he did, and there's still a controversy over whether or not Belichick really, meant to say we're going to kick off. Who knows? But go to the site, and if you haven't taken a look, I talked to David Leisure about this morning. In 1962, in one of the greatest games ever played in football, the game that probably put the American Football League on the map, the Dallas Texans against the Houston Oilers, it was the championship game. It was on national TV. It was a big freaking game. It ended in a tie, and you will not believe what happened in sudden death. Sudden death. So go over to the website. There's a little clip. It's a couple of minutes, all right? It's not very long, but you'll be amazed. It's a great history lesson, and if you haven't heard about it, you'll hear about it, and you'll be amazed that you didn't hear about it until now. So please, go over, take a look, look at the video. I'm not going to tell you, and also, but I will tell you one thing. The ending has probably the most ironic ending that you will ever see in anything. I mean, it shocked me. So pay attention to the ending. As I said, it's not very long, okay? So website address, www.LennyMelnickFantasySports.com. I will put it in the chat room in just one second. LennyMelnick. I can't remember how to spell that name. I just want to say to you that we started this podcast back in April, and I was only going to do it for a couple of weeks. And then lo and behold, a couple of people came into my life. I got to tell you, David and all you guys who have been with me since the beginning of this podcast season, Brandon, who sent me the bottles of Coke with the legend's name on it, Fantasy Phil, who's been my everyday best friend, of course, Jeff Bogus from Atlanta, Greg Johnson, who I almost saw this year on my way out to out West Coast, Jet 9 is who the guy who keeps telling me, put your lineups in, Lenny. He's the guy who always tells me to put my lineups in, the great great. Jason the Natural, Buck Davidson, who I can't ask a trivia question without Buck Davidson getting it. Cha-Cha, my love. Chata from Costa Rica. David Gripweed, Labo Sox. And, of course, the great Tim McLeod. Thank you so much, everybody. A very happy new year to all, and we'll see you at the beginning of next year, Monday.